this is Linda Naylor, European Polyethylene and Polypropylene Editor for ICIS, talking to my counterpart, Ben Lake, who reports on the Turkey and African polyolefin markets. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Linda.
So at the moment, I think we can safely say we're seeing unprecedented events in the polyethylene and polypropylene markets. European prices have almost doubled since mid-October, and I think we're seeing a similar situation globally, aren't we? How are you seeing things in, let's start with Turkey.
Well, Turkey fiber prices are the highest PP prices, or equal highest PP prices we've ever recorded at ISIS. So that's going back to 2008, just before the crash when the oil price was very high. So that's 2020 for fiber. Raffia is not far behind, again also very high, and the polyethylene. So with the polyethylene prices aren't quite at record levels yet, but they're just sort of under the sort of record level. So I think we're seeing a similar thing all over the world. Yeah, that the prices have all really shot up and on I think pretty much on the tightness, and like you say, I think it's similar in Europe.
It is indeed. I mean, we've seen monthly prices in February rise by about 200 euros, spot prices by far more. Very difficult, though, to determine where the spot price is because there's so little material available. And European sellers eyeing other markets such as Turkey, Latin America in particular, where they can get better netbacks for the little material they've got left over. So a very difficult situation for buyers, particularly if they're only buying spot and particularly on polypropylene. Contracted buyers have got some sort of security with their contractual volumes, but even there, a lot of them are only getting the minimal volumes that they're allowed. So a difficult situation for all round. And I think we are already beginning to see lines closing now, particularly, I said, in polypropylene. Low-density polyethylene is also another very difficult position for buyers in particular.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that sellers in Europe are looking to Turkey, whereas in Turkey, a lot of people are telling me they can't get material from Europe, and they've seen less offers from that. And we almost end up in this situation of everyone's looking and guessing and desperate as to where they can get their material from. Because, like you say, the amount you can get, even on contractual, is probably being cut. This has been the case in Turkey and Africa for sort of five or six months now, really.
Wow.
Where they've had their allocations reduced. First, it was because everyone was looking towards China, and then that obviously closed down last month for Lunar New Year. And people hoped that would bring some relief, but instead everyone sort of shifted to Latin America, which was already sort of a big pull anyway, but that's carried on going up as China slowed down, and Europe again sort of picked up end of last year, so people have looked more towards there. But as you say, even in Europe, people are looking, well, actually, where can I get a better price? I don't have much material, because as well as the demand being quite strong in a lot of these regions, the supplies at once have really tightened up because of in the Middle East, we've got a maintenance period coming up this month. There's a lot of outages in Europe, I believe. Obviously, we had the storm in the US, which has taken everything out and actually kind of kicked off this.
Yeah, it's sort of crystallized everything, hasn't it? And I think polypropylene, yeah. I think we published that polypropylene production in the US is down by about 85 to 90% of the total capacity. So it's a huge capacity that's out of action. And while in Europe, and so this situation existed, and then what happened in the US happened. And in Europe, we've also got, as you mentioned, these quarter two planned maintenance outages, which sometimes cannot be delayed. They're already delayed from 2020, and they will be taking place in quarter two. And that is going to keep the situation tight over here. And that's one of the questions that people are asking me the whole time. How long is this situation going to last? I personally think it's going to last longer on polypropylene than on polyethylene. But I think probably we're going to see high prices continue well beyond March. What do you think?
Yeah, I think March is, I can't see any way March isn't some form of increase. I wouldn't want to risk saying how much, but certainly March, you can see more increases because that tightness is just unrecoverable in such a short space of time. And yeah, beyond that, I can't, again, this, because it's not just one thing, it's not sort of, oh, you know, one region, it's not even sort of, oh, the plants in Europe are having a turnaround, it's the Middle East, it's Europe, it's the US, it's just, I believe there's some outages in Asia as well. And we'll see the Chinese market come back. As to what sort of level, we don't know yet, but you know, at least the demand will increase from the holiday levels. So, you know, we'll, March definitely, April probably. Beyond that, it's hard to see. But the other problem, of course, is the shipping delays.
Yes, still, we've not even started on the container issues either.
No, and there was a report from Maersk saying at the start of the year, when they reported their sort of expectations for the first half of the year, that they think things will start to return to normal by the midpoint of this year. So potentially that could bring some relief, but obviously that's still 3 months away. And that's if their predictions are correct, which is very difficult to tell at the minute. The freight prices are still very, very high. They haven't really come down very much. So it's not, in the short term and the medium term, I don't think it's looking very positive for sort of a more rebalancing of the supply demand. Until maybe I suppose there might be some relief in when we hit the sort of Islamic holidays, that might sort of calm things down a little and allow some rebalancing. But
It's not a great picture for buyers to look forward to. And we're hearing also in Europe now, not currently, but expectations of credit issues, particularly at smaller companies, with prices rising the way they are, it's that these credit limits are going to get hit quite soon. And that, again, is another issue to be added to all the ones we've already listed.
Yeah, that's it's interesting you mentioned that, because that's a problem. That's a common problem in Africa. It's the most of the buyers kind of rely on lines of credit. That's part of the reason why big suppliers don't sort of deal directly, because they don't want to be dealing with lots of little lines of credit. They just sort of go via traders. So it's interesting that Europe and other sort of more established regions are having some of the problems, and this is all being sort of produced by the pandemic. They're having the problems develop that you see in Africa and you see in Turkey, where not only is it the buyers are struggling to sort of maintain their purchasing levels, but also that the supply isn't as consistent as you want it to be, and that creates a lot of erratic nature to the market.
Yeah.
Because Turkey and Africa, you're constantly changing who they're buying from and who's offering, because it depends on the prices and what's happening elsewhere. But more so for PP and low density, but you know, Europe does have a lot of, does have some level of PP imports.
Europe is a net importer of polypropylene, linear low density, high density. And one of the things I think that's shocked people last week was Chevron Phillips declaring force majeure on imports from the US into Europe. And that is a particular problem for several large buyers who do have contracted volumes with the likes of Chevron Phillips, particularly on high density polyethylene and linear low density. And as you mentioned, fewer exports coming into Europe from the Middle East. So basically, Europe running on a very low level of imports, and the market needs imports. So it's not a very happy picture for buyers out there at the moment, I don't think, is it?
No, I mean, they're not having a great time of it, and I don't think there's any relief. I suppose the problem becomes, at least for, I think, Turkey particularly, for the fibre market, I mentioned that's sort of the highest price we're recording. The outputs, a lot of that goes into carpet, goes into rugs. And it's quite difficult to pass on those sort of increases onto consumer level. You can't increase your carpet prices by hundreds of pounds or hundreds of dollars. So, you know, where is the limit that we see there? At the minute, people are buying for the increasing prices. But
That, I think that there has to be a limit, doesn't there? Because people often will make a quarterly sales price for finished goods. That's not uncommon at all. And yet their purchase price for the polymer, which is a huge part of their finished goods, could have increased by 50% since they made that deal. No, it's a very hard time for buyers, and it doesn't look as though it's going to get any better, as you said, short term. So we'll keep an eye on it and get back to you as soon as we have any news, or just to keep you informed as well as we can. Anything else to add, Ben?
No, I think that covers everything from my side.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And I think we better wish our buyers in particular good luck.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.